Joining Rosie and Romy in studio today are the experts from Lions Roofing. We're getting you prepared for the monsoon season. Now back to Rosie on the House.
What you gonna do when the lightning strikes and hits you?
It's been struck by lightning. How many times is it now, Reg?
Six times. We're all laughing too hard to do a radio show here. What movie is that from?
I think a seventh lightning strike. Just need to get that. Turn that poor man over to his maker.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're painting pictures for you, the radio listeners and the homeowners of Arizona here at Rosie on the House. I want to thank you all. We received word this week that we are the most listened to radio program in Arizona on weekends. We want to thank you all for that. We work hard to earn your trust and respect. And we'll get to some calls. We're talking monsoon prep with Paul Lanou from Lions Roofing and Roofing Prep and preventative maintenance and measures you can take. And 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to the boys from Austin Electric, talking about electrically protecting your home. But right now, poor old Dan called from Scottsdale even before the show started, and he's been on hold patiently wanting my opinion, and that's something I've got. So let's see if we can give it to him. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
My question? What?
Go ahead.
Looking to replace my windows.
Okay.
And looking at a brand that offers a window made of Fibrex.
Okay.
Wanted to see what your opinion of that.
Fibrex.
And I believe, Dan, that is a vinyl-composed product. Am I right?
Well, I don't see that in the description. It's 40% reclaimed wood fiber. I don't see anything regarding vinyl in the description.
Okay. I'm thinking, and I may be wrong, but I'm thinking they use a vinyl binder for that wood. And I may be completely wrong, and I promise you I'll do some research on this week and get back in touch with you. But on the topic, you know who might know is Magic Mike.
You know, I do know a little bit about Fibrex.
Well, wait. Let me introduce everybody. You don't come on the air very often.
He's the guy that just put that audio clip together.
Yeah. Mike Reisch, he's a University of South Dakota Jackrabbit.
Oh, hold on now. That's the rival. It's South Dakota State University now.
Okay.
There are two universities in that podunk state, yes.
All right. And Dan in Scottsdale with a window question is wondering, why are we talking about this? Well, it's because we stole Magic Mike from Pella Windows. And he's been our producer here for about a year now. But he knows a lot about windows. Well, Mike, are you familiar with the Fibrex? And whose product is that? What is it?
Well, I think it's do you really want me to say the brand or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's an Anderson product from what I understand. And it's
okay. That's correct.
Okay. And then I was always under the impression that what it is it's a vinyl mixed in with the wood chips. So it's not technically a fiberglass. So it actually does have vinyl in there. No,
which
I don't
would explain why they say Fibrex. It's a play off of it.
Yeah, and Anderson is the largest vinyl-coated wood window in the world, so they have a good supply of vinyl available.
Right. So I think with something like that, you really want to talk to somebody that's, or at least to find out somebody that's had that product over, say 4 or 5 years, because that's kind of something that's new on the market. You want to make sure your warranties are good. But more importantly, just talk to somebody that's had it for more than, say, 4 or 5 years so that you know it's going to last.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate that.
Doesn't Pella have an alternative, something like that, a fiberglass window?
Yes, they do. And that has a lifetime warranty, and I love that product. I've heard Rosie rant about it, but I tried to sell that to every single person I walked into their house.
And are you talking Encompass or Impervia line? The Impervia is the fiberglass, and then the Encompass is their vinyl.
Right. And the nice thing about the vinyl product that Pella sells is it is reinforced, and you always want to have a reinforced vinyl because of the extreme heat that we have here. Up in the northern regions, people buy vinyl windows, and it's no problem at all, because you don't have the extreme heat, and you get the what they call the vinyl smile, And if you don't have it reinforced, that vinyl will start to sag in those summer months, and then you'll have your seals won't be meeting up where they should, and hot air is going to be escaping all over the place, and you're going to be wasting energy. So
there's our there is our engineer with hot air escaping right there on air. We appreciate it. Magic Mike in the window expert. We appreciate you bringing in your expertise, because I know you were a valuable commodity there at Pella, and we stole you. We're glad we got you. So, Dan, here's the bottom line. I will tell you that I don't know the success of that product in Arizona. I will tell you this. Anderson's the largest window manufacturer in the world, and they will warranty it, and you won't have a problem with ever getting their attention and servicing it should it ever need to be serviced. Having said that, I would highly encourage you to get to the Pella Window Showroom right there on Scottsdale Road, up there just north of the entry to the Scottsdale Airport, and take a look at their fully fiberglass window. I think for the money, it is about as good a window as you can possibly buy. I like it a lot more than any aluminum window. And if you can't afford the wood, or the wood doesn't, the interior wood look doesn't fit what you're trying to do at the house, I believe the Pella fiberglass window is the way to go. Appreciate the call, Dan. We're happy to be able to answer that question. Romy, what have you got for us today in the way of the digital newsroom, my friend? And as soon as you wrap this up, we'll get to Alice and Roger.
We have a ton of follow-up over the last couple of weeks. When you and Steve were in the studio, what was that, 2 weeks ago now? Was that 2 weeks or is that 3 weeks ago?
No, it wasn't three.
Wasn't
I thought
three?
It was one.
Pretty sure it wasn't one. But we've had multiple people calling in and asking about what's that system, what's that system, what's that system. I think it needs a little bit of clarification, because Tyler, one individual that wrote in, said, where can I buy that and install it myself?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a system you want to do yourself. In fact, it's an extremely dangerous process if you don't know what you're doing, because you're messing with the meter.
The full 120 volts, maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe even 240 when you open that service entrance panel, right?
That's correct.
That'll light you up, won't
yeah.
it?
Good yeah. morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
not a do-it-yourself problem.
Not a do-it-yourself. You want to call Advanced Home Systems, 602-795-5656. Were you going to do it, or did you want me to? And what it does is, a lot of people said, by the language that they were typing in, kind of a misunderstanding of what it is. It's an energy management computer that works with the rate. Some people didn't understand that it's changing your rate to work with the system to best utilize your in-home energy. You have to understand, it's a whole house energy management system. And it's really worth going online and probably going back to that archive and listening to the podcast several times, because you really are being retrained to understand and think about power in a whole new way.
CheaperUtilityBill.com is also a place you can get a lot of information on it. I have one on every house I own. I wouldn't own, and between that and, Paul, you're intimately familiar with the hailstorm that hit us in October.
Correct.
I got a new roof out of it. I got two new air conditioners out of it. Between the new air conditioners and the energy management computer, I cut my cooling bill 50%. My summer, not my energy bill, but how much it cost me to cool my house went down 50%.
And that's another important concept people need to understand. Your energy bill is different than your cooling bill. And so many people try and play on your energy bill when it's just a particular product that goes to a cooling cost. Your base load is something that nobody ever wants to sell you on, because the whole energy bill sounds so much better.
Can I sneak in one more thing?
Yep.
And I cut my cooling bill 50% by dropping my thermostat 6 degrees. My house stays at 70 degrees. So I'm cooler, I'm more comfortable, and I'm paying less money. Advanced Home Systems, 602-799-5656.
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
I don't know how many times I have to tell people to make that phone call.
Go to radio, scroll down, 518. Controlling Your Power Load. You can listen to the podcast there. Dante's moving from Tempe to Cave Creek, going from city to well water. Wants to know the pros and cons. I will tell you, for coolness and taste, there is no that I've ever seen, no downside in a well. But I will tell you, you are going to really like how cheap your power is to get the water out. But when that well pump breaks, you're not going to like that replacement bill. Make sure you have a reserve cache specifically designed for your well. Sometimes we've seen wells collapse deep and they need to get re-drilled. Sometimes they're sleeved with plastic, sometimes metal. Just understand the initial cost and maintenance of a, the initial cost of wells is extremely great. When they break every 15 to 20 years, it's not cheap to repair. But you want to talk about some good water. It's hard to beat a well. Eric writes in Tucson, says, I received your newsletter, and I want to know, can I get a surge protector here in Tucson? We're going to be talking about surge protectors in the next hour. And yes, the solar store in Tucson is a certified Rosie on the House partner and installs surge protectors. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to get back and get right back on topic and to our calls, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation.